Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with White House correspondent John Decker, who's joining us right now. Good morning, John. Here in Colorado Springs, we're waiting for this big snowstorm to happen.
Right, I heard about that. Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be some areas to our west. We're looking at snowfalls up to 31 inches in the Woodland Park.
Yeah, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's gonna
and in the spring in March.
Yes, I mean this is a perfect example. I talked about this of El Nino. You know, hitting most of Colorado. But, you know, Michigan is no stranger to snow, and that's where the president is going to be heading, one of the swing states. This is kind of a big deal for the president, who's not doing too well in the polls. What are the plans now that Biden has pretty much sewn up? Well, he has sewn up the Democratic nomination for president.
Well, since the president's State of the Union address, that was Thursday night, he has indeed hit the campaign trail. The next day, Friday, in Philadelphia, the day after that, in Atlanta, Georgia, of course, Pennsylvania and Georgia, two major swing states. And this week, it's trips to the Midwest. The president will travel today to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's an important state for the president and for former President Donald Trump. Trump won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. That was back in 2016 against Hillary Clinton. And then 4 years later, Joe Biden beat Donald Trump by 20,000 votes, the same amount in Wisconsin. So this is one of many trips that Biden will likely make to Wisconsin between now and the November election. And then tomorrow to Michigan. Michigan also an important state for President Biden in terms of getting the 270 electoral college votes. It's a state that he won handily in the 2020 election cycle, but polls show him trailing Donald Trump head-to-head matchup in Michigan right now. This too is an important state for him, and one of many trips that he is making to Michigan over the course of the past few weeks.
And you've mentioned this before, that the Arab population is sort of up against the president and the administration's policy on Israel. That could be problematic for the president, don't you agree?
Well, Michigan has the largest Arab American population in the country. It's a population that generally has strongly supported Joe Biden over the course of first his run for the White House in 2020 and over the course of his presidency, but they're disappointed with the policies the administration has pursued as it relates to Israel's war against the terrorist group Hamas. And this is the reason why this made a focus of the president's State of the Union address on Thursday night, and he'll repeat a lot of those same lines, I'm sure, during the course of his visit to Michigan tomorrow.
And he also picked up a pretty big endorsement. Talk about that, if you will.
You're going to have to tell me what you're referring to.
I believe I read somewhere, and I apologize for putting you on the spot right now, but I think the Teamsters are supporting the president, if I'm not mistaken. We don't have to talk about that, but I believe...
No, I was with the president yesterday. He traveled yesterday to the Teamsters headquarters. I was with him as he made that visit. Now, I was not present when he made his remarks, so we didn't, even though we were at the Teamsters headquarters, we being the very small contingent of the press to travel with the president from the White House to the Teamsters headquarters. When you're in a motorcade, it only takes about 5 minutes to get there. But we did not see or hear the president, his remarks when he was there. It comes a few weeks after Donald Trump visited the Teamsters. So both Trump and Biden vying for the Teamsters endorsement. But they, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be mistaken about this, they have not endorsed anyone just yet. They just heard from the president yesterday.
And you, as you mentioned, travel with the president quite often. I mean, you're covering the president. What was his demeanor these days? How is the, people out west and across the nation see the president. Well, what is his demeanor in terms of, his, energy?
Well, I will tell you, I do see the president very regularly. I saw the president a few times yesterday, including in the East Room at the White House when he was meeting with his Polish counterparts, President Duda of Poland and the Polish Prime Minister as well. He's very energetic. I mean, I don't know whether it's because of the State of the Union address giving him a little bit of that energetic buzz associated with out there on the campaign trail, but also seems very confident. I think that's the best way I would describe President Biden right now. And we'll see a little bit more of that today when he travels to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Milwaukee, it's a state that's getting, it's a city that's getting a lot of attention. It's also the city in which the Republican National Convention will take place. That will be in mid-July. So President visiting Milwaukee today, and then mid-July, you're going to have lots of Republicans, you know, swarming on the city and, you know, touting why Donald Trump should be the next president of the United States.
Yeah, during the election, never a dull moment. White House correspondent John Decker, thanks for the information as always. Looking forward to the next one.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.